Well, let's look at the latest on the pandemic now. And Australia's top medical regulator is conducting an urgent investigation into the AstraZeneca vaccine amid concerns about rare and potentially fatal side effects. The European Medicines Agency has confirmed a possible link between the vaccination and blood clotting. Now, the Australian government waits nervously for advice on how to proceed. Catherine Gregory reports.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is urging everyone to maintain perspective on the latest news about the COVID-19 AstraZeneca vaccine. Overnight, European medical authorities determined a possible link between the vaccine and very rare blood clots, but they're still maintaining it's safe, that the benefits outweigh the risks, and so it seems is our Prime Minister.
Putting in context the type of risk that needs to be managed here, let's note that in the UK, the advice is that some 6,000 people's lives have already been saved by this very vaccine. So we need to consider the positive benefits of them. But what we're looking at here is an incidence of this clotting behaviour of some 1 to 5 for every million.
Scott Morrison says that needs to be considered in light of other regular medications we use, like the oral contraceptive pill, antibiotics and even Panadol, which can have rare side effects as well. Still, ATAGI, Australia's top medical body on immunisation, as well as the Therapeutic Goods Administration and all chief health officers, will be looking closely at all the evidence coming out of Europe today.
We've got the best people in the world looking at these issues.
Scott Morrison expects some kind of advice tonight, ahead of a national cabinet meeting tomorrow with the states and territory leaders. So far, those leaders are confident with this process. The question is, though, what does all of this mean for the vaccination rollout, which is already far behind schedule? Scott Morrison again.
At this point, no, there is no advice to us which suggests there'd be any change to the rollout of the vaccine, particularly when we're dealing with 1B populations, the majority of which are older Australians, and the medical impact of what we're talking about here is what we've seen from the UK deals with much younger, and we also have alternative vaccines in Pfizer presently for those smaller populations, frontline health workers, quarantine workers and so on.
But he concedes that could change depending on advice from the medical authorities. Dr. Tony Bartone, the former president of the Australian Medical Association, says it does create anxiety and apprehension. Speaking to Channel 9, he adds that now is the time to really figure out next steps.
And that's why having that phased rollout, especially of the 1B recipients, through general practice is the appropriate place where we can have the really in-depth discussions with our patients. And yes, we will need to have difficult and involved conversations like that, especially in light of this.
Dr. Bartone is hoping we'll get more of the Pfizer vaccine, which is trickling in from overseas. And the federal opposition is calling on Scott Morrison to secure more alternative vaccines, like the Johnson & Johnson or Moderna ones, which are being rolled out in North America. But Australia's chief medical officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says they've been trying.
Oh, look, we have not stopped the effort in sourcing other types, I can absolutely guarantee you. The advantage of AstraZeneca, of course, is that it's locally made. There's no issues of borders going up to protect vaccine suppliers. We have our own supply there, and it remains the backbone of our response.
AstraZeneca says it's updating its vaccine labels to warn of clots, and it's working to understand what's causing the rare events.
That's Catherine Gregory reporting.